All right, ladies and germs, you are now joining an already in progress episode of the Area 81 podcast. Please, if you haven't heard the previous episode, go back and give it a listen. It's about an hour. I broke it up into two pieces so you don't get bored and hate me. So here it is. If you haven't already followed, subscribe, whatever. Find us on Instagram, X, Facebook, even if you're a boomer. And that's about it. I'm not interested in getting a TikTok account yet. So I am 40 years of age. Anyways, enjoy. And some kernels and 11:50.
Yep.
No, I just went to the movies this weekend with the girls.
What'd you guys see?
Wish, the Disney movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I loved it. I think it was but I, honestly, I'm a sucker for just Disney princess movies. I think because as a kid, I grew up watching them.
Yeah.
So I love them now. Like, but the tickets were $15 for us three.
Mm-hmm.
I spent $35 on food.
Oh,
see what I mean?
My gosh.
Yeah.
I spent more on the food than
they want to get you there.
Yeah. They do. And so, I mean, should I snuck in? Like, my mom used to food, maybe.
Taco Bell.
Well, see, the thing is, like, I'm okay with bringing stuff in, but my mom would bring in food from home.
Chicken,
bread, like, all that crazy.
Dang.
So I'm like, that's a little
fun. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Gladly spend $30. Just not be
embarrassed. I was thinking some cheeseburgers and some chips or something. Maybe not chips. I try to stay away from the noisy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
You know, just because I'm embarrassed a little bit.
Me too. Even when I'm, like, eating the popcorn, I'm always, like, trying to eat it all quietly, especially when it goes quiet on the TV. Sure. I'm like, don't eat. Just let the popcorn get soggy in your mouth until somebody starts talking.
Then you just swallow it.
I will say, when we went to go see Trolls, I brought in a Topo Chico.
I
even brought a bottle opener from home.
I didn't even hear it.
Did you wait for it to get heckled out?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I had the bottle, the opener on the lid, and I was like, okay, right when loud. But the problem was I had it in like my crossbody bag.
Did it?
And it was shaking. So I mean, I thought I kept it still.
Yeah.
But as soon as
started fizzing up a little bit.
Oh man.
So I had half of a Topo Chico.
I mean, we were literally the only ones in there.
That's true. Right.
But you know, there could be an employee just waiting.
Well, and then I was like,
get the Topo Chico out of here.
Bury the Topo Chico bottle in the trash can.
That's true.
I'm like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I know, but I think
it's track you down, take your DNA.
You snuck this in here? You snuck this in here?
Yeah. Who do you think you are?
Not like it was alcohol or anything.
I know. Like I'm just so extra in my mind, burying it under the popcorn bucket. You will never know.
Man. Yes.
Oh, my
Sneaking stuff into the movies. Mm-hmm. It's always... It's a rite of passage. You have to do it.
I don't think as a kid, we always had to put them, you know, you put them in your backpack, you put them in your bag. I still do that, like even with Jack's bag and stuff. But like, I never got caught. I never was told. They would open their bags and check it like back in the day, but they never told you like, take this to the car. Just walk in with it.
Right. They know heck of people did it.
I mean, you can't stop it.
Everybody does it.
Yeah. That's
I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people do it.
Right.
It's harder for guys, though, to disguise it.
Yes. Because you don't
have bags. Right. Like, when I've gone on news with Ryan and Joey.
And oh, God. Joey eats, dude.
Well, and the problem is, like, Joey would text me. He'd be like, hey, do you want, you know, candy? I was like, sure. Like, yeah, I'll take a Twizzlers, okay?
So, it comes back with everything.
But not only everything, it's the mega pack of Twizzlers. So the bundle.
Yeah.
Right? And so then he got peanut M&Ms. It's the biggest bag of peanut M&Ms. So like he's walking in with stuffed pockets and then Rye has the big bag of red vines and I'm like, how are we're all like definitely not inconspicuous.
Right? What other time other than the movies would you guys get together and eat 3 pounds of candy?
Never.
Watching something and let's
just eat. I don't even do that at home. Like
3 pounds of Twizzlers, candies and Skittles and everything. Like you would never do that. But the movies,
it's acceptable.
Yes.
Side note, Joey, his dad used to have his boss or Joey's dad's boss at the time had season tickets or someone had season tickets, right, to the Giants.
Uh-huh.
And so we would go a couple times a year. And every time Joey would get nachos, pop caramel corn, popcorn, You name it, dude. Candies, everything. Drinks, coffee, soda.
Oh my gosh.
He would spend like so much money on all these snacks, bro. Just yes. straight up snacks and food. And he's skinny still, but he was back when we were younger. We're all a little thinner, you know what I mean? But I was like, bro, how? He'd share.
But okay, like,
he throws down.
Who eats that much food at a game?
My gosh.
Same now, dude. It's so funny.
Like, yo, it was nuts. Shout out, that was the 2010 home opener. There's a picture of us on your dad's desk.
The one with my dad?
That's a 2010 home opener.
Wow. That's why it was blessed. That season was blessed.
It was blessed because we were there.
See?
We christened that season off, and they went on to win the first World Series, and I forgot how many 60-something years they were.
Did you cry when they went, or what was your reaction? You didn't cry.
I teared up because my dad.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Like, he's a lifelong fan. Yep. And... Mm-hmm. Like, he never saw them win a World Series in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And so, the thing is, he went to, I don't know what game it was. Maybe game one, maybe game two. It might have been game one. They all went. They all sat out in left field, all the men. And he was out there. I was like, you went to the Giants World Series game? He went, yeah.
For 2010?
Game one? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, I think it was anyway. Wait, who was 2010 again? Was that Rangers?
Yes.
Yeah, he was out there for that. So, yeah. So at least he got to go see him. So he not only saw them in the World Series, he saw them win, and then two more after that.
Two more, right. Dang. That's special. So. How about you, Twin? Do you remember that when they won?
I remember all those wins.
Yeah,
and all. It was all emotional, it felt like, mm-hmm. like for me, just because you're such a huge Giants fan, and then seeing, like, I would watch games and stuff, you know, with my family and mm-hmm. everything like that. But during those seasons, it was like I was watching every single game.
You do. You're watching all
like,
of it.
I was on my apps. I was doing everything because it was like a huge deal.
An MLB app on my phone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never downloaded that thing in my life until they were in the series.
I know. Don't be bored, you guys. We'll get on with this subject soon. But it was like a magic, right? Like, who are these guys? They're a bunch of nobodies, and they're like winning. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they get into the playoffs, and they just get hot. And it's like they win. It was like watching a movie unfold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times. It was. Good memories.
Yes.
So, we won't bore you guys with that. Also, San Francisco 49ers news. They beat the brakes off the Eagles this weekend.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yo. I don't know if there's any Eagles fans that listen, so. That's okay.
We love you.
We love you anyway.
Yes.
But yeah, that was
good time.
First Dallas and then the Eagles. It's now we're going to hear them talk to each other because they're like, well, we got beat less than you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing.
Like, Niners scored, 42 against both 40, of them?
Yeah, yeah. Over 40.
Dang.
It's our year. I promise you, if it's the Niners win the Super Bowl, I will cry.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. On this episode.
I've been waiting. You, Mark, I just know.
Yes.
Because I've been waiting.
Man. Is it going
to
be
We'll have to have a huge party if they're in the...
This is their best chance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, it's going to be this emotional moment when it happens.
Yes. It's huge. It's huge. It's been... I remember the last one they won, 94.
It's too little. I don't remember that
one. Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I need mine.
Yeah.
You don't remember mine.
And the door is closing. They will not keep this roster. They want to get paid.
Dang.
It's our time.
There's a lot of good players.
And Usher is doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Are you stoked or are you stoked?
Raymond Usher.
Secretly stoked.
Raymond Usher will be doing the halftime
Raymond
show.
Raymond Usher will be doing it. Yes. Yes, he will.
Usher Raymond. Raymond Usher. I still don't know the real... If it's Raymond Usher or Usher Raymond.
Usher Raymond.
Usher Raymond.
I never know. Usher Raymond. I never remember. My body refuses to care or remember. His name is either Usher or it's Raymond.
Be attentively watching that halftime show, waiting for him to hopefully perform my favorite song. And,
I want to make love.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes. Absolutely.
He's got to do it. Yeah. If he didn't, like, do a little insert. So and I hope you bring out Lil Jon.
Listen, if the Niners go to the Super Bowl and then Usher performs that song in halftime, I'm done.
You're
I'm a happy man. I'll be crying double time.
He used a tattoo of Usher Raymond in the Niners jersey.
Holding the trophy.
Holding the trophy.
Saying, loving this club. Right on top.
Loving this club.
Listen, I know I'm alone in that, so.
Man.
Yes.
So how are you guys doing with your Christmas shopping?
Actually, almost done.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much almost done. I was wrapping gifts, and then I was like, uh-oh, I need to get Moxie a couple more. So
you start weighing them out, huh?
Like, ooh. One is keep more it as than the other. Possible.
It's hard. But I feel like you're good at that, Tony. You're a good gift giver and prepared gift person.
Normally, sometimes. I was like barely shopping recently trying to get all these gifts. So I'm almost done. I'm going to get Moxie bow and arrow for Christmas.
A legit bow and arrow.
She started archery back up, and she really likes it, and she's pretty good at it. So I already got her a target, and I'm going to get her.
How fun.
That's going to be like her big gift is the bow and arrow.
Dude, what if she like ends up being like this Olympian?
That would be awesome. She had her first lesson this last week, and she is already at a level 3, and this is her first lesson from... she hasn't done it since the beginning of the year. She's already at level 3, and you need to be a level 6 to compete.
Look at her.
And I was like, dang, her first time back, and she's already...
I don't know what's in here. I haven't opened this until right now.
Is it snacks?
It is, but...
Yes!
Smells like perishables.
Oh!
I know it's late.
It's all right.
Well, it's not late. It feels
it's
late.
Okay, I'm making a dessert, so...
It feels like it's like 13 o'clock right now.
It does. Okay, these look like they are from... Another place.
Another world.
Another world.
This one's called Kanga.
I'm excited. Okay, this looks like what? Not Finland. Like, okay, never mind. I'm not even going to guess.
Ukr Albeni
Turkey.
Viva. Oh, yeah, this is Turkey.
This is made in Turkey, it says.
I don't know what's what. We don't have to open them all, but you can pick one.
Let's do it. Let's open them all. Why not? Let's go for it.
I think so. Are they all chocolate? What's that green?
This looks like a Snickers nougat.
It's called the Etty.
Etty. It's like...
I think you just...
Malt balls.
Awoken a mummy by reading that. Yeah.
Okay, Joey, pick. You pick the one that we try first.
Don't call Boombastic. I just think of the song. They're coming out.
Is that a Shaggy?
Yes.
Nobody knows what he says.
No, they don't. They never do. Wanted Boomba. It looks like marshmallow and then like
malt balls.
Yeah, okay.
Are we all trying one or are we all trying different?
You can try one if you like. If you don't have to, I'm never going to pressure you into breaking your. What do you got? What'd you pick there, Chris?
This one's good.
What'd you pick?
It is a Coco Jello. It is a chocolate with a blackberry jelly inside.
Ooh, it is that's delicious. Not sounds too bad, yeah.
Let me try.
Yeah, I like that one.
And then mine looks like space alien. That looks crazy.
That one looked like it had marshmallow in it, huh?
Uh huh. I just bit mine. I'm like, nah.
Mm. I like it. I like the mm-hmm. texture to it. It's got bite.
It's not bad.
You know what that reminds me of?
Huh.
You know those little sticks that you buy like when you go to the bakery or like if you go to like Rock Mountain Chocolate Factory and they have those little sticks and they're like orange sticks or raspberry sticks and then it's like that jello with the chocolate coating on top. Tastes almost exactly like that.
This was, well, now I'm going to try them because I don't normally like chocolate and fruit.
That's so boombastic.
What was the vibes with this, bro?
That's pretty good. That is good. The raspberry is real.
Yeah, I think it's a good.
Mm-hmm.
Boombastic. This is.
Boombastic.
That's coconut.
Mmm. You're not a coconut guy.
Mmm. This is good.
This is the Boomba one?
Boomba.
Like wafer? Chocolate with wafer. No, Cocoa Crisp or something, like mm-hmm. a hazelnut maybe on the inside?
No, you know what? It tastes like those cheap cookies.
The
wafer.
The pink and...
I love those things.
That's what it is.
Things.
That's exactly what it is.
Ugh. You like those?
I love those things.
That is the most... I compare that to like Tampico. Just like standard...
I love Tampico.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm not on that boat with you. Not Tampico.
You dip your wafers in the Tampico?
No.
The Tampico burned my throat.
Yes.
Like it had like this
syrup.
It would burn my throat. Like it
I was obsessed with that stuff as a kid.
Oh my gosh.
It was like, because it was like the cheap version of Sunny D. So.
And Sunny D really wasn't juice either. Yeah. It was like no juice in Sunny D.
But of course, like growing up 90s. You had that big old jug that you get from Costco or Smart and Final.
99 cents for a jug of Tampico, dude. 99
No, but what about the red one? The red punch that you like add to water.
Oh,
that like big old jug of punch. Yeah, and then you add it to water and then it makes it either super watery punch or very sweet punch. Normally, my mom would make it very sweet.
That's crazy. We used to drink that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, Tampico, I'm with you on Tampico. I will eat a wafer.
You do like those, huh?
But I don't like those Walmart cookies.
Or the Walmart cookies.
They're like Walmart sugar cookies?
What?
Hang on, I'll bring it up right now.
Is it like the kind you get in the bakery?
Yeah, but they're like cheap.
Okay. I might know Walmart. What you're talking about. That tastes like plain chocolate. That pistachio, that you can barely taste the pistachio.
That jelly one was my favorite.
Basically these right here with like the frosting.
With a dollop of...
Yeah. Oh, I love those.
You do?
Oh, my God.
No.
Literally, I'm dying on your food choices.
How are you guys friends with me right now?
Literally.
Look at 3-star review. I guess that's better than I would
And they're seasonal,
expect.
Huh, Joey? They'll be like
Yeah, it's Christmas.
The pink ones.
They're horrible, Cora.
They're delicious. No. And I've always been trying to figure out how to make them at home, but then I get too tired because I'm like, this recipe takes too long.
Let's read the reviews. They taste so good, you feel like you are in heaven.
Exactly.
Was that you?
Thank
Did you put that review?
Emerson.
Are you Emerson?
I am Emerson.
She's on Walmart.
On the other side, freshness guarantee is a scam. Never had a frosted sugar cookie so dry. Labeled said freshness by October 18th. But those tasted like they had been on the shelf for months. So dry and gross, dissatisfied, especially for the price of these things.
Tiffany. Was that you? No,
I'm Tiffany.
Tiffany?
great snack when visitors come over. No.
When visitors do not.
I would not feed these to my visitors. Let's go to the 1-star reviews. There's a lot of them. A little frosting. Frosting has decreased. I think the frosting is the worst part of these.
Absolutely scrape it off.
Briefly, I would scrape them off. Mm-hmm. I would scrape them off.
No,
same thing with a cupcake.
My God.
Yeah, if absolutely. A cupcake has fake, just like cheap frosting, I scrape it off. Throw
Cut
it on the
show.
Street.
So
Cut the show.
I'm learning. You legit love these, Sven.
I love them. I love them, and I have not eaten them because they're not vegan.
Oh.
So I hadn't eaten them in years, but they're so good. They're so good. And those pink little wafer things. I don't care what you say. The little strawberry wafers.
No.
I look for them at
so
grocery outlet.
You do? I can't.
Wow. This person said, I threw them in the garbage. very dry, seemed very old. Mold started growing them the day after. This person said, Patricia. And Karen.
Patricia.
Eric. Not fresh. The date's tomorrow. Outdates tomorrow. Why can't shoppers pick fresh items? I don't know why they're
Isn't
complaining.
Grandma Nettie.
Grandma Nettie.
You picked it.
Absolutely.
Not
hate
them.
These cookies. Do not want them as a replacement, or did not want them. So they replaced somebody's cookies with these.
Oh.
And I would be upset too. I would be upset too. They, Quinn, just 1-star.
That's it. No explanation.
threw them in the garbage. That's my favorite one. I threw them in the garbage. Yeah, I don't. And for those of you who don't know, I think you guys know what I'm talking about. It's this sugar cookie
with
a huge, like half inch thick frosting. Layer on top of it.
Normally they're pink and they got sprinkles.
Yep.
And you either love them or you hate them. Right?
I know one person who loves them.
And they got the cheap,
probably maybe the only person.
Yeah.
And Tampico punch. And you Tampico. Wash it down with a nice Tampico.
Yes.
Orange or pink?
You know how in England they do biscuits and tea? Corey
Both.
Does Tampico and wafer cookies.
Both. Definitely the pink one. I love the pink one.
Okay. Wow. The pink yes. Tampico. Yeah, if I had to, it would be pink. But like I said, it always hurt my throat. I don't know why.
Probably because all that citric acid.
It's literally citric acid killing me.
Yeah.
They have a blue one now that I would maybe try.
I have not tried Tampico in years.
No, I know. It's been a long time.
I hope they change the recipe because that's not good for people. And we realized it in our generation. We're like, yeah, I wouldn't give my kids this.
No.
Mm-mm.
You know what? I'll bring the Tampico to the mint julep party.
There you
and
go.
And we can try the new Tampico.
The blue recipe. Tampico.
Dude, Tampico. Side note. I still have it. At parties, my mom used to do like Tampico and ice cream and 7-Up in a punch bowl.
Huh. It's kind of like that sherbet punch.
Yeah, where you put like 7-Up, sherbet, and something else. And punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but she would use Tampico punch, 7-Up. I called it the diabetes trifecta.
Yeah, that's pretty. Like, that's three strikes right there.
Yes.
Bro.
But I'm sure it was not, good. Like, kind of like
it was fun good. Treat. But I can't even imagine.
Has she recreated that any recently or no?
Like, I took a sip and the back of my neck turned dark brown. Like, oh. What just happened? What just happened to me?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Crazy. Like, I think, I don't know what it was, but like, my parents didn't pay much attention to that stuff
growing up. Well, didn't. You there was no need to.
No.
They also thought V8 was very good for you.
It's not good for you?
Mm-hmm. No, no.
What do you mean? A lot of sugar in there.
A lot of sugar, and it's all like concentrate. It's not even like real stuff. So even that, like the tomato juice.
Yeah. Think, oh, this doesn't taste that great, so it must be good for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Basically, it tastes like
it was good for you.
SpaghettiOs, cold SpaghettiO juice. That's what it tastes like. V8 to me. It's cold spaghetti. Yes. It's cold SpaghettiO juice.
No, but so you can put lime and salt in it. So good. It, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's a no-go?
All right. Not for me.
Not for me.
It's a no for me, dog.
I buy V8 now sometimes and make it with lime and
tahini. Tomato one?
Yeah, just a classic low-sodium tomato one.
You had to say the low-sodium. The healthier version.
The healthier one.
So, like, my coworker, I had a V8 splash one time.
See, that's not good. That's juice.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's just basically a soda.
Yeah.
Okay, but I had one, and my coworker's like, oh, you like those? Like, I'll bring you some. I'm like, oh, cool, yeah, I'll take them. He brings them in, and... I started drinking one. I had it in the fridge at work, and I was like, this just does not taste right. Like, it didn't taste bad. It didn't taste right, though.
It was just off. Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at the can, and it was, like, expired by. I don't know how long. It was, like, Best Buy, anyway. Mm-hmm. And the Best Buy date was, like, long gone. So I was like, this is just not. He brought me in, like, old V8 expired splash,
bro. Oh, my gosh.
What was the thought?
So it's even worse, as if it wasn't bad enough.
With all due respect, he doesn't listen to the podcast. Some of my coworkers do, but the dude brings him like
expired
stuff he doesn't want for like potlucks. Like opened bag of chips.
Oh my God. Like
kind of stuff, he goes through the pantry the night before. What can I bring for the guys?
That like, is very resourceful of him.
At least he's not wasting.
True.
And I'm but sure
we
know better.
We always say, who brought this? Did so and so bring this?
Don't eat it.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Oy.
Yeah. So yes, down with the frosted sugar cookies. I'm not down with it like down, like I'm down with it. Down with them. I didn't try this one. What was this?
It tastes like chocolate.
It's like chocolate.
It's just literally chocolate. Let's
see. No pistachio flavor whatsoever?
None.
A tiny itty bit when you get the taste of the little like nuts and stuff like that, but it's not overpoweringly. This looks like almost like a Snickers or something. Let's see.
That one's okay, though.
A very nougat.
Nougat-y.
I like that green one.
Do you?
Like, it tastes like real chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Feels like a Three Musketeers.
And you're just like chocolate, right? Plain chocolate, normally?
Three Musketeers?
This is a Three Musketeer.
It is.
Like
a Turkish Three Musketeer?
The most basic, nasty candy bar.
I bet you that's one of the most popular candy bars over there, too.
Three Musketeer?
Yeah, the Turkish Three Musketeer. Yeah, I like real chocolate. Even American chocolate now is not real. Like, it's really fake tasting to me. Like, like Hershey bars and stuff like that. Same thing with that. It gives this weird...
feeling in your throat?
Yeah, weird, like, tingling, like, almost pain in my throat. It has to be some kind of fake, sugary additive that does it to me.
Oh, Lord. Is my needs to take a bite of that one.
I'll vacuum it after. Corey just... Chris in my carpet there with
yes, sorry about that.
The chocolate crumbs.
The heck?
Which one's that one now?
This tastes like a Snickers. This is a Snickers.
Oh, I like Snickers.
I'm not impressed, Turkey.
Set up your chocolate.
You let me down.
Well, other countries say like we're the sugariest, fattest country in the world.
Yeah.
True.
What'd you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Snicker, huh?
Basically. Mm-hmm. Peanuts, nougat. Yeah. Caramel ribbon?
No. One thing I did recently try, because snacks, we're talking about snacks, and we actually talked about it on the podcast. Mm. You talked to him about how much you like the Biscoff stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We just recently, somebody gifted us some.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Let me give these a second chance.
And?
Killed the bag.
What?
So good.
I can't believe somebody gave you the rare and hard to get Biscoff cookies.
It's a whole pack. It was a gift. And I think that's what it was, a gift. I was like, I was bored. Destroyed them.
Just like that?
New favorite.
No milk, no coffee.
I'm nothing? So proud of
just
you.
Just plain.
Yeah. It's funny because the episode we did with Biscoff, mm-hmm. that guy JP, the Cyber Twin fan, he's laughing because he is saying, like, you can get Biscoff almost anywhere.
You can.
Yeah. I know that, JP, but it's not from here. It's from New England.
It was.
It's from New England.
New England.
It's from England, it's from London or UK. So that's why it was on the show, right? And they're not bad.
They're not.
They're not rare. They're just foreign.
They were English.
Yeah. He goes, you can get those on an airplane. I go, bro, that's like a $500 Biscoff then.
Maybe that's why it tastes better.
Right?
You can find 5 packs of them at Costco.
Right. I think somebody.
The big
got, that's where they got them.
Right? Yeah, because it wasn't like a full pack. It was like a segment of maybe the bigger pack.
Yeah.
And, now I want to buy them and dip them and stuff, right? Because kind of what you do, is that yeah. right? You dip them.
Yeah. You could use it like with your coffee. You could dip it in like
you can do ginger
chocolate.
No.
Ginger ale. With ginger ale.
Take a bite, then a ginger ale.
Yeah, you can dip it whatever you want.
Might as well,
whatever
I guess. You want to. It's kind of nasty, but go for it.
Yeah,
I'll let you know how that goes. I'll dip it.
Okay,
ginger ale.
You might like it. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
There's some foods that go together that just you never would have thought.
Like? Pineapple pizza?
No.
That's gross.
Pineapple and pizza is a no-go.
Pepperoni, pineapple, jalapeno.
That's your combo?
Yeah.
No.
I don't always go there, but I'll get that. If I'm going to get pineapple, it's going to be pepperoni, pineapple, jalapeno. You got spicy, you got savory, you got sweet. All together in one spot.
I see.
I'm not sure about that.
I respect the fact that you don't respect me.
I don't not respect you. I just maybe don't respect your decisions. And now I'm contemplating.
You're like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yes.
Not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Joey, I have to tell you something.
Tell me something.
To tell you something I've been wanting to tell you for years.
Uh-oh.
I've known you most of my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long have we known each other?
Well,
I was what, third grade?
I came around when I was 14 years old to Manteca, CWC.
What year was that?
94 is when I came around.
So then I was about, what, yeah. How old was I?
Seven, six or seven? Eight. I was four.
I can't count. It's going to take too long.
Like, you're like six or seven then.
I was that young?
Into it.
Yeah, you're little. When I first came, I came in junior high school. That's when I was in junior high school.
So Allie was what, like in nursery?
Oh.
No.
She's probably like 7 or 8 maybe. I don't know.
So then I was probably like that. I'm guessing I'm like a third to fourth grade when you came.
You don't know what year were you born?
88.
Yeah.
You were like seven.
Oh, okay. So what's that, third grade? That's about third grade.
No,
second
grade.
Second, maybe.
Oh, okay. So, anyways.
Your song's cool.
Yeah.
So was I.
So were you. Yeah, I know, I was going to say. Anyways, all of that calculating to say, I always thought and continue to think that you are one of the most funniest people I have ever met in my life. And I mean that with all of my heart.
Wow, nice.
Because you are just genuinely funny. And everything you said as a kid, I thought it was like the funniest thing in the whole entire, everything you said. And everything like we did, like when I would go to your house and stuff like that. Like you were just genuinely hilarious all the time. And I appreciate your hilarity.
Well, thank you.
And I am grateful to be your friend.
Oh, man.
Man. I'm going to cry.
Chris is going to cry.
That was beautiful.
There were some funny, funny memories, dude. I'm telling it. The one that stands out the most to me was when I said, hey, Corey, do you think your dad would let me punch him in the face for $1 million or $5 million or something like that? She's like, let me ask him. She gets him on the phone, dude. I'm like, no,
don't do it.
Don't do it. No, hang up right now. She's like, Dad, Joey Ayala wants to know if you'd let him punch you in the face for $5 million. Because at the time, it was going to cost $5.5 million to build CWC.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing now, right? I mean, compared to if you think about it, it was going to be $5.5 million. And so I said, would you let... You think your dad let me punch him in the face as hard as I could for $5.5 million? So she asks on the phone. Well, Joey Ayala says, would you let him punch you in the face as hard as he can for $5.5 million? And he goes, I'd let him try.
That's and a good I was answer. Just like,
he goes, oh.
Yo, that's awesome.
I laughed it off, right? But I was like, ooh, that was a close one.
You dodged a bullet.
Yeah, no doubt. That was hilarious, dude.
A lot of funny moments being at your house, because I was hung out with your sister a lot and everything like that. So I was almost always at their house, like on Sundays and during the week and all that kind of stuff. And just always funny moments with Joey. Like, he was just so hilarious. Everything you guys would watch, like, I wasn't allowed to watch Simpsons, but you guys would watch Simpsons.
Bad influence.
Like, first time I ever saw, like, some Simpsons episode was at your house.
Like, ooh.
Spicy.
Simpsons and praise him!
Oh, King of the Hill?
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill, the Simpsons.
Dude, I feel like that's a Hispanic thing, because we were all allowed to watch those things. Simpsons.
You know what's weird? Like, my parents were
white.
they just thought, oh, they're cartoons.
They were so strict. Like, as a family.
Let's get together and watch in Living Color.
Like, we'd watch The Simpsons, and then if like something bad happened or something, then he would like mute it or change it. But like, we'd watch it until it got terrible. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, that's awesome.
That's so funny. Like,
man, I wish I was at the Ayala house watching Simpsons.
Seriously.
I'm a dad with the crazy ones.
Family movie night. Ones.
I wasn't allowed to watch, like, and I remember your parents being strict. Not like heck strict, but they were strict. Yeah. And then I was like a whole new world at the Ayala house. Like, what am I watching? What is this?
What are we
going to
learn today?
What are we going to learn?
And I learned something new.
Yes. Yep. It was always fun. It was always fun. You, your siblings, always a great time. Your mom. I remember one time she made pot roast. That was the first time I had it.
No way.
And it was the most delicious thing I ever ate.
Shout out to all the Ayalas. It's a great family.
Heck yeah.
All of them. Great family. Right. They're all right. I mean,
shout out to Auntie Mary. I love you. Thank you for that pot roast. If you could make a vegan one, that would be nice.
Watch her do it.
Hey. What would you use as a vegan pot roast meat substitute?
Jackfruit.
Yeah. No doubt.
Not the fresh jackfruit, because that's sweet. Mm-hmm. It has to be green. You could buy it in the can.
No way. Mm-hmm. Canned jackfruit. What's that face for, Chris?
I'm trying to understand.
It absorbs all the everything, right? It absorbs all the flavors.
So when it's spiky green, thing, right? Yes. When it's green, and normally you can't really buy that like regularly. When it's green and it's in the can, it has no flavor. Mm-hmm. So it will pick up whatever flavor you
want. It won't add flavor to anything because it doesn't have flavor.
Exactly. But the sweet fruit itself, when it's in the spiky fruit and it's ripe, it tastes like a tropical heaven. It's a very sticky, hard-to-cut fruit, but it tastes like multiple fruits in one. It's pretty interesting.
Mm.
Ah, there comes the cards. All right. Let's do it.
Nothing else you guys would like to... I don't want to keep you too much longer.
No.
I can stay all night.
But before... I can stay all night. Let's play Would You Rather.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. I'm a little scared because I'm kind Shuffling of scared the of cards. These games. I played that with Moxie the other
Nothing
day.
That would you rather? You. Mm-hmm. Nothing incriminating.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that would cremate. I was like, okay, well.
Cremate. All right. Who's going to go first?
Me.
Ladies first.
All right. We're pulling off the pod decks deck. Here we go. Sometimes they're not bad situations.
Sure.
I'm ready for it.
Would you rather appear as a guest on your favorite TV show?
Oh.
Or have a lifetime backstage pass for any concert you ever attend?
TV show.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because I'm not a huge concert goer. I don't really go to concerts. The only concert I really go to is TSO.
Stacey Arrigo.
Stacey Arrigo.
Shout out Stacey Arrigo back in 1997.
Yes. Wherever you are, Stacey.
Come back.
We love you.
I miss you.
I remember sitting, I told this last time, sitting in the audience with my big yellow jacket, just everyone's on rides because I didn't want to go on rides. So I'm just sitting there chilling, vibing to Stacey Rico.
Great America.
Little kids. Yep.
So, yes, so, TV show. Yep, TV and what show, would that show be?
Chicago's.
Wow. I can see you busting some doors down.
I would be on like Chicago PD or something. Probably Chicago PD because that's my dad's favorite Chicago. So he'd be like, yeah, my daughter's on Chicago PD.
Dang, we didn't make that happen.
I would definitely.
Make him proud.
Definitely do that.
All right. Well, let's both answer then. How about you, Chris?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
So
I was tuned in on her response.
A guest spot on your favorite TV show or any TV show? Or lifetime backstage passes for any concert you ever go to?
A guest on a show.
You do?
Absolutely.
Wow.
What'd you do? What show?
NFL game, 49ers. Sorry.
Wait, an interviewer or what?
No, I'll just be on the sideline chilling.
You're like, yeah.
You were already on TV. Yeah. I remember that. Was it playoff game?
Yeah, the playoff game. Mm-hmm. Yep, I was right behind the booth. I was like hyped.
Yes.
I remember that,
dude. My gosh, so hyped. So embarrassing. Wow. I didn't even care.
I love it. Not embarrassing. So don't care.
So I would do that.
Which game was that? It was them versus...
It was the Minnesota Vikings, the first playoff game at Levi's Stadium. It's good times, man. It was right there.
I remember... So we went last year, me and my dad, to the Dallas Cowboy Niners.
Well, that's a good one.
Game and the conference championship, right? The conference? No. Not the conference. I forget what it was. Anyways, yeah, it was the first round.
Yeah.
And, dude, that thing was crazy. It's different fun. Atmosphere,
that's
right?
That's way different. I'm telling you, it's hype.
It was 50-50, too.
Was there? There's a lot of Cowboys fans
there. A lot of Cowboys fans here in this area, in California.
Yeah.
It was pretty even, which made it interesting, but it was unreal. Fun time.
But so I can say that's not a TV show, but that's the goal.
Yeah.
Otherwise, The Office, like to be a...
Can you see that.
Office would be a good one. Yeah. But you need to take over not ESPN, the 49ers Espanol guy. I do not like
his voice, bro.
It sounds like this sounds weird. Look him up. He's like,
it just doesn't hit.
I can't
like the other
mimic
ones.
It, but it sounds like they just found a dude. Like he doesn't have a voice. Like
you speak Spanish? Yeah, right. You have to have a voice.
He doesn't have like a voice. It just sounds like he's like first down, McCaffrey. It's horrible.
That's pretty good. What the heck?
I'll see if I can find him later. But that's what he sounds like.
You need to take over for him.
It sounds like he's like nasally, like
just not working.
He's a touchdown, Debo Samuel.
Dude, that's heck of good.
But that's what he sounds like. I'm going to have to find him real quick.
Dude, that is awesome.
I'll read your next question.
Wait, well, you didn't answer.
Oh, concert.
I thought so.
Coldplay. Supertones?
Coldplay would have been dope one.
Stacey Rico?
Supertones. Stacey Rico, Carmen. Rest in peace, Carmen.
Rest in peace, Carmen.
Have we ever played this before? We did, huh?
He passed away?
Yeah, he passed away like what, last year or the year
at
before?
At least last year, at least a year ago.
Oh, wow.
I asked you about the fat arms, the skinny legs.
Yeah, right?
That was the last time.
Same guard.
What about the ketchup or ranch dressing question?
No.
If you had to put either ketchup or ranch dressing on everything that you eat, which would maybe ranch. You have to.
Ranch.
Ketchup.
Because like tomato sauce. Exact opposites, right?
I've never been a ketchup fan.
Never have?
So that's probably why.
Fun fact, in a lot of Nicaraguan food, they use ketchup and mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
As what?
As a
base?
Sub for tomato, yeah.
Like tomato paste or whatever?
We use it for a lot.
Wow. All right, so I am looking. Here it is. Here's the guy. I think this is him. Touchdown, Debo Samuel.
Dude, you sound just like him. What the heck? I'm tripping right now.
Oh, no, I don't want to lie.
You are not a robot.
Let's see. Oh, come on now. All right, here we go. I hope I might not be able to play it just so I don't want to get dinged, but I'll play it for you guys.
Lance, play action. Un rolado hacia la derecha. Lance, con un pase profundo. Y está encontrando Debo. Debo se mantiene de pie. Touchdown! For the Niners!
I like it.
I don't like it. It bothers me. Really? It feels like he doesn't have a voice for radio.
Yeah, it is a little bit like Muppet. Like a Muppet. Kermit.
Yeah, it's very like Kermit-y. Back of the throat.
Yes.
I guess.
That's the only thing. I like his when he does his talking on the Instagram, like how him and then there's a girl that does Instagram. But he seems cool.
You do a good impression of him.
Yeah.
I just hate his
spot on.
Good job.
It was, right? That's what bothers me. But, yeah, maybe you can take over that
I'll
one
practice.
Day.
That'd be a dream. I'll do anything for the 49ers.
Yeah. Well. Anyways. Next card. Ketchup, mustard, or ranch? I
mean, yeah, ketchup or ranch.
Yeah. I think ketchup's easier to like mask the flavor.
Yeah, because like, you equate it to like tomato sauce. You can't kind of hide it.
Ranch is its own thing.
Yeah. Definitely. It can
easily get out of hand quickly.
Oh, that's true.
I think we asked you these all before. Maybe.
Whole deck? We didn't go through the whole deck.
Would you rather see Oprah or Arnold Schwarzenegger as the next president?
Who?
Oprah or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
That one's gross. Not that appropriate. Eat peanut butter and jelly or grilled cheese sandwich every day?
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Grilled peanut butter jelly.
Ooh.
Nah, that'd be bad for me, though. That'd be real bad. It's peanut butter jelly's bad enough. Fry that thing. Banana.
Is PB&J Ooh. Bad for you?
Not the Elvis.
No.
PB's not the greatest
thing. If you use probably Jiffy or Jif. What is it called? Skippy. Jif. And Skippy. Jif. That's what I mixed them together.
It's fat content. It depends, I guess, but sugar. It could be pretty.
Protein. Peanut sugary. Butter.
Peanut butter with just peanuts. Is a lot of good protein. But if you get Jif or Skippy, you're going to get all the additives, sugars.
Add a lot of stuff to it.
Good point.
Let's see here. Let's take a look. What is in peanut butter, like, well, that you get from the store?
Yes. I like to use the almond butter from Costco.
I've never tried it.
I don't like the peanut butter from Costco because the peanut butter is very hard to stir.
It is.
But the almond butter can stir very easily. I
have to try that.
There's a lot of potassium.
Just almonds, I believe. That are in it.
No cholesterol. Fat is not great. 16 grams of fat is 24%. And that is in 2 tablespoons. It's got a little bit of sodium. Very little sodium. No cholesterol. Tons of potassium.
Which brand?
That's great. This would be peanut butter. It doesn't say. Is this called peanut butter? 3 grams of sugar. Not bad at all.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
homemade peanut butter.
You dive into peanut butter.
You can. There's like a little station at the store now.
Yeah, Rayleigh's.
Yes.
You grind it. Peanut butter, whatever other butters too. Almond butter, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Make your own peanut butter.
Interesting. Yeah, but peanut butter. Me and Ethan had that for dinner like the other night.
So good. What's that? Cold glass of milk?
I did. That's the thing we always have to have, right? In the house, eggs, milk, bread.
You're good.
That's like your staples.
My staples, Corey, like none of those things. It's milk or bread. No.
What are your staples for your, like, that you have to have in your pantry every day?
Like, we usually have, like, can of spaghetti sauce, noodles, usually. And because that's, like, quick meal, right?
Yeah.
And then, We just ran out of rice. Like, we've had rice for, like, such a long time, and then it's just gone.
Finally out.
You know why? Because Michelle went to Costco and got those little
packets
of rice. Yep. Mm-hmm. And we never bought rice in the container, the bags. And then when that ran out, that was it.
Years were done.
But those are nice.
Yeah, convenient and fast.
But, yes, microwaving it, it's weird.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
What about you? What are staples for you?
Lentils for sure. Lentils, chickpeas. Tortillas, and pasta stuff. And bread, because we eat a lot of bread.
I always like vegetable like soup with like lentils in it. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Like little round.
The little like round beans.
Like vegetable soup with lentils. That was like my favorite part of vegetable soup. And the potatoes.
And the potatoes. Yeah. And the raisins and the olives.
Spicy raisins.
Oh, gosh.
Spicy raisins.
Oh, my God.
What are your staples?
Sparkling water.
Gotta have it.
Of course.
Gotta have it.
Topo Chico.
Gotta have it.
You don't have... Oh, that's different. It is a little different in the bottle or in the can. But we have the little one that you make your own. It's not bad.
No? Yeah. I think I drink so much of it, though, that, like, I'd spend just as much money buying the cartridges, I think.
You know what I mean? They last a long time, though.
Do they? I have to go that route. But sparkling water, a must. Topo Chico's my favorite.
Yeah. And it's not on that level, though.
I'll take any sparkling water.
See, it's not on that level of, like, a bottled sparkling water. Like, something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, like, just under that.
It's, like, when your it's mom says great, we have food at home.
It's not great value. It's not great value level, you know what I mean? But it's not like, I don't know how to explain it.
The bubbles don't last as long.
It's in the middle.
Okay.
See, middle. I like it to burn. Like just crispy. I mean,
you can really just pump the water full of bubbles, but it just doesn't have that sharp bite.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love.
Like it's got a lot of bubbles, not caffeine, a lot of carbonation, but it doesn't have like that professional level of carbonation.
Mm.
I know that's what you're talking about. Something about
100%, it. 100%. So good. Like we just had our company Christmas party. You know, everybody, you get your drinks, whatever. They asked me, I'm like, I'll take sparkling water. So they brought me out a big glass bottle of the Pellegrino.
Dang.
Oh, I killed it.
Just leave and it the here, company's
paying for it. So I was like, I'll take another one, please.
Another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I do
sparkling water essential.
You know, the
everything scene, else doesn't matter.
The scene on Willy Wonka where they're like floating up to the roof.
Yeah.
That's Chris. That's me.
Burping. Keep burping, Charlie.
That's me.
Burping.
Yes.
It is good.
Good.
Yeah,
it helps, it's what helps me not drink soda too.
Yeah,
so I don't even crave soda anymore, really.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie. When I first tried sparkling water, I hated it.
Me too.
Hated it. Mm-hmm. I was like, it smells like somebody drank. Like there's the flavored ones, especially the flavored ones. It smells like somebody drank like a cherry soda and burped and blew in your.
That's what it tastes like. Just the scent of it.
Yes,
I get that.
And
it takes a while to get
used. I really like them now.
They're really good.
They grew on me. That's the one.
You like
things
the water
don't
loop.
Really grow on me. Like foods and drinks. If I don't like it, I don't,
you don't like
it.
It. Mm-hmm.
But something about it. I think there were so many different ones out there.
There's a lot of them. You got to find the one you like and you kind of.
And yeah. You would think they're all the same, but they are not. No. Mm-mm. No.
Are you on board now with it or no?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite? Which one is your favorite?
I like the Waterloos.
Yes.
And I like the.
This that area of the 81 podcast Perrier? Is brought to you by Waterloo.
You want Perrier?
Perrier. Is that the kind of like with the peach and stuff like that?
Perrier.
Yeah.
That Those one. Are good.
And what's the other one?
Pellegrino.
I like that one. Maybe. But definitely the Perrier and the
Waterloos are good. Mm. Waterloos are good. You don't like Topo Chico?
I tried it, but it's okay.
That's
it's plain.
Mineral, right?
I like
the lime one.
Flavor.
The lime one's fire. Have you had the lime one?
No, I just had the first time I had it was when I tried yours.
I don't remember which one I gave you. I gave you the lime
one. That's sparkling mineral water, right?
Is there something
that, I don't know what that means, but it's good. But so the lime one. Oh my gosh. I stock that. I go to Target and buy cases.
Dang.
Lime one tastes like Sprite and the carbonation lasts forever. I will literally open the Topo Chico. And if like late at night, like I'll want one, but I don't want to kill the whole bottle.
Yeah.
Crack it open. I will come the next day.
No way.
I kid you not. It's carbonated. I kid you not. Oh, it's so good.
Still carbonated. The
still
next
carbonated.
Day.
Oh my gosh.
Lime Topo Chico.
That's good.
The best.
That's how you know you got a good.
That's how you know.
Wow.
You
mm-hmm. So. Very good knowledge, y'all.
Anybody wants anything about sparkling water, let me know. I'm a connoisseur.
You're a connoisseur.
If you have any questions regarding sparkling water, please drop them. In the comments section on Podbean, or and I'll let Chris know. Yeah. He'll get back to you in a time.
Got you.
He's passionate.
Recommendations, 100%.
Very passionate. So. This was good, guys.
Yes.
I can't believe it's running up on 2 hours already.
Stop.
Hey, yeah. No way.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that.
It always does that, man. Mm-hmm. Always does that. But anything else you guys want to bring up or mention? A shout out, happy birthday. Anything at all? You guys good?
I'm good.
I can't think of anything. You?
No. Not at all. Well, thank you guys. Wonder Twins.
Yes.
Love it.
People love you guys.
The people we have love spoken. You.
The people have spoken.
We love being on, though. We really do enjoy it. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good time every time.
Right on, man. The weird thing is, not weird. Like, I haven't done an episode in a year, almost a year. But like people still download it.
Really?
Yeah. And I think my Spotify Wrapped thing.
Yeah.
Like the last Wonder Twins episode was the most downloaded one last year.
That's crazy.
On Spotify.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Aww.
I love it.
Yeah. So it was fun. The Snacktacular, that's what it was called. Yeah.
That was a good
the
one.
The post Christmas holiday Snacktacular was the most popular episode.
Wow.
So we had it was a good one. And I look forward to doing more. I was trying to find the my pro- profile. I think it's under.
Dang, wait, how many followers you got?
This is just on this app right here. So
how many followers do you have, like, all?
I don't know, but, like, the Spotify had. Okay, so we didn't do an episode at all last year.
No.
Or we did one.
One.
One. And in the three, since 2020, my listenership grew by 33% in last year, and I didn't even do anything.
Wow.
So. Just
people downloading it and hearing.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy.
See, so 5,000 plays this last year. Where's that one thing, though? I'm looking for this one. Is it the profile? This is my profile, huh? My account. That's not it. Where's all that information at? I click on the same thing every time. I'll have to cut this part out, but... Hey, guys, so... I probably cut out this last part, but... If you're listening and you've made it this far and you're from some other part of the world... Or wherever you're from... Let me know. Find me on Instagram. It's the Area 81 Podcast. And let me know, please. I would love to know where you people are from and say hi, because I'd like to meet new people, new friends on here. So say what's up. And everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. And man, it's coming up quick. And a Happy New Year. We had a friend ask, do they celebrate New Year everywhere? Which is a good question to me, but they're making fun of them. It's like, you think about it, like some remote island, they don't celebrate New Year.
I would.
Chinese true. New I Year don't celebrate the same New Year.
They it's celebrate true. Different.
I mean, some people time. Might, but they have their own New Year.
Is everybody's calendar, like, different?
I think so.
Who knows? Who really knows? But yes, everybody be safe. Download the episode, share it with a friend, and be safe. I said that already. And be safe. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. Much love, everybody. Thank you, Wonder Twins, for coming in. Corey, Chris.
Yes.
Taking time away from your families.
I love you.
For it was a pleasure. 2 hours, almost to the dot. It's 2 hours now.
Wow.
Yeah. So thank you guys very much. Much love to both of you.
Yes.
Drive safe. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Thank you all.
Outro music.
I live in a town where there's like no emo girls and no scene girls, and it sucks.
And a local firefighter and paramedic, Dusty Gooch,